and gentlemen, my name is Ayoyomide Abdulkadir Hamzat, and I'm here to tell the world, far and wide, the planets and the universe, what we already know in the city of Catalonia. Ladies and gentlemen, PSG ain't shit. Thank you.
It's enough, I beg, I beg. It's enough, it's enough. Okay, let's go with the real intro.
Wait.
Okay,
wait.
All right.
Wait.
I'm waiting.
We haven't changed from the serious mood yet. We're still in that serious mood. I want all of us to take this very seriously. I want us to give a minute's silence. Just a minute's silence.
A minute?
For Buffon's career.
Yes, guys.
And we start now.
I agree.
And I can't give a minute's silence, but that guy's career is done.
It's okay. It's fine. Okay, let me introduce the podcast. Welcome again to the Gold Buckets podcast. I'm your host, Yagat. I'm here again with Kivaria and Hamzat. And if you heard that beginning intro, is deep-rooted in hate for PSG by Barcelona fan Ayomide Hamzat, as well as, excitement on the part of the Manchester United player or fan. As the case may be. Oh, please.
I'm guessing they are beating us now.
No, it doesn't matter beating us. But anyway, since we are here, let's just start with
one more thing.
Oh my god.
During the course of the show, can we stick to like relevant clubs? Let's talk about relevant teams. Irrelevant club.
I agree.
Is it not relevant?
See the relevance of Arsenal Football Club.
I don't want to talk about no Thursday night playing football teams.
Thank you. Now we can proceed. Thank you.
Yes, by the way, today I'm going to be switching accents from Spanish to American to Brazilian to Russian. I'm in a good mood tonight, so
you're a Manchester United fan.
I'm
God forbid
bad things, but you know.
What the? I'm is not serious, man.
Whatever.
Whatever. It just gives me so much joy.
How can you evolve God?
Three teams in particular out of the Champions League.
Mm.
We'll talk more as the podcast goes on. So.
All right. Finally, we are able to actually start the podcast. Look. Okay, let's just start there. Yesterday, let me clear my voice a bit, but yesterday, favorites Manchester United took on PSG.
Favorites. this is coming from the president. Hey, said we have no chance of beating PSG.
Why are you lying, bro?
Favorites.
You wrote us off.
Manchester United went to Parc des Princes against an injury-ravaged PSG team.
We had 10 injuries. 10 of our starters were injured.
Manchester United had only 10.
We brought 19-year-olds and 18-year-olds.
Look, man, I'm just trying to pull narratives, man, please. Can I pull my narratives?
You're just a
hater,
bro.
I'm not hating.
Chong was on the pitch when Rashford scored the winner. Chong was on the pitch.
Greenwood was on the pitch.
Okay, so what do you guys want to say about Man U's victory over PSG? Let's start with Hamzat before we go to the Manchester United fan. Let's go to Hamzat first. Hamzat, what did you think about the game?
You know,
and what do you think it does for PSG's psyche?
About the game, they don't have a psyche anymore. They never had a psyche to begin with. So that team's mentality is dead, my brother.
Mm.
They ain't got no swag. They ain't got no. But they ain't got no excitement to the football. Everything just seemed like they're playing just for playing sake. No desire to win. They are very comfortable in their League One bubble of league titles every year and stuff.
The thing is, I saw this
when Barcelona annihilated them at the Nou Camp some years back, 6-1.
Anyway, I saw something with Thomas Tuchel, their coach, who has not won anything, I think. I don't know. Someone should fact check that or correct me if they can.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe one won DFB Poker, maybe. Who knows? But anyway, he said I did not expect Manchester...
Oh, yeah, he won one last one where Dembele scored the winner in the game.
Yeah, he said he did not expect Manchester United to attack them.
Again, relevance.
I was shocked. I was like, seriously, did not expect Manchester United to attack you guys.
Did Manchester United really attack them?
They didn't, actually.
Really, it was that's the funny thing. So he got no point there, please. I'm sorry.
You know,
because
this is...
Because three goals to a team that really didn't attack.
This is what happens to all those former Dortmund coaches. They always come up with the laziest excuses. That's how Klopp was saying the wind stopped them from beating Everton during the weekend. They just say the most random things at times. But anyway, let's move away from that and let's go to the Manchester United fan. Where do you rate this in terms of Manchester United nights for you, in terms of the excitement? Ooh, they scored a third goal. Now it becomes bad.
Wow, Arsenal is 3-1 down. This is just a disgrace to the English flag, like I said. But don't worry, Arsenal, we're with you. I think what we did last night will motivate you guys to try something similar. Okay, answering your question.
Yeah,
about last night, I just feel last night just emphasizes or cements United as the greatest football team to ever kick a football. I don't want to talk too much, but that...
just for my information, this Arsenal game is the first leg, right?
Yes, yeah, the first leg. This guy, what was wrong with Guendouzi? Guendouzi was just jogging back like Sal was in front of him the whole way. Nah, Guendouzi.
Maybe he's carrying an injury.
No, Guendouzi killed this game for Arsenal. Like, very pathetic defending, but whatever, man. We're not talking about Arsenal, we're talking about teams that actually win.
Yeah. I don't think PSG.
This must be good.
I don't think PSG got the memo, but United is well known for or renowned for comebacks. I don't blame them. I want to say one thing. I don't want to talk too much. I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a club like United that was established in 1886 and PSG was established when, like, 2006. So I don't blame them.
Interesting.
I don't blame them. Maybe they didn't watch the 1999. UEFA Champions League final because the club wasn't formed yet, or they haven't been watching football for some time. But United is well renowned for such, so I guess they didn't get the memo and they underestimated us. Well,
interesting.
PSG is proof that the rich also cry.
I'm just trying to even get away from this topic as fast as I can. That's all I want to do right now because I don't care.
Let's move to the next interesting topic. Real Madrid.
I want to say
Real Madrid
that even if all our freaking players were injured, we would go give the person that mows our lawn, the Old Trafford pitch, the person that mows that pitch, we'll give him a United jersey and he'll play against PSG. And we'll come back and we'll score. I'm done. Now we can move on.
All right. Finally.
Because it's our DNA, man. I'm done.
Okay.
Real Madrid.
Let's go to Real Madrid.
The current World Footballer of the Year in Luka Modric.
Oh, the podcast today has no structure.
The Brazilian youngster, Vinicius Jr., who is supposed to be the future Neymar, in quotes. Casemiro, Brazilian midfield stalwart. These are just a number of players that I saw were dropped butt first on the ground by certain Frankie de Jong and Dusan Tadic.
He was not focusing because he's watching his team lose.
Real Madrid is a Spanish football club. Thank you. Tiwa, you can go ahead now.
The podcast has no structure. I don't know if that's my fault.
It's your fault because you're watching your team lose. You're not even putting your all, man.
Oh, it's not that. Watching them lose, I'm not really concerned with whatever they are doing because I think we can actually beat this Rene 5-0 at home if we put our mind to it.
Tiwa is just hoping it doesn't end up like PSG and Real Madrid, his club.
What is the future for Real Madrid?
It's simple, there's no future.
No, Barca era, AC Milan era.
Man, who cares about Real Madrid, man?
They'll have their Milan moments or their Liverpool under Kenny Dalglish moments.
They're having the United moment after Ferguson, so let them enjoy it.
Exactly. Let's just leave them alone.
Okay, now let's go to a topic I actually want to talk about, because the Champions League for me is not a topic I would excel in since my club is not in it. Anyway, let's move on.
They're not even performing well in Thursday night football.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're doing right now. They're losing 3-1 to Rene. But let's go to basketball. Let's go to LeBron James right now. First of all, I want to salute LeBron James. Yes, you guys that are listening, you can hear that right. I want to salute LeBron James for passing Michael Jordan on the points list.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about that? Are you happy with it or not?
I could care less.
He's passed Michael Jordan. Congratulations.
You could care less about the greatest player in Lakers history.
What? Are you joking? Are you kidding? Are you high?
You could care less about the greatest player in Lakers history, passing Michael Jordan.
All
right. So, okay, tell me who. Who is greater? Who is greater than LeBron James among the Lakers
history?
Yeah.
It certainly could be Bryant. Won us how many rings?
But
LeBron won it. Has LeBron Johnson gotten us to the playoffs?
Okay, wait. Let me understand.
Let me
bring it down for you. Let me just say, I'm not talking about their achievements at the Lakers. I'm saying the greatest player to ever don a Lakers jersey is who?
Hamza, you're supposed to answer that question.
Who's the greatest player to ever don a Lakers jersey? Forget whatever they did with the team, but who's the greatest player to don a Lakers jersey?
To don a Lakers jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. This is tough. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh, I got you.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. Top three greatest.
Go to hell, bro.
Top three greatest, at least. But anyway, I think right now, LeBron has already posted his Instagram post about passing Michael Jordan. The kid from Akron.
And the Lakers don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, the Lakers are not making the playoffs, so that one is sure. They are 6.5 games back with 18 games left. They are not going to do anything.
By the way, for those of y'all who follow me on Twitter, I'm sure you realize by now.
Yeah.
I have taken my allegiances to the Milwaukee Bucks. For the rest of the 2018-2019 season. So, Giannis, Omo Yoruba, Omo Ibile, let's go get that chip, bro. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, what do you think about the Lakers, man? How would you describe their season? I think it's a resounding success because it looks like they are going for Zion in the draft. So it's looking like a resounding success. What do you think?
Man, they're doing like they're exceeding my expectations, man. I didn't expect them to be this bad. Seriously, I expected them to be bad, but I didn't expect them to be this bad. So I can say, without a doubt, Lakers, congratulations.
But
you have exceeded my expectations.
But do you know the funniest thing, though?
Clap for yourselves.
Do you know the funniest thing, though, is that after they lost today against the Nuggets, Rondo went to go and sit down in the stands. He didn't go to sit down on the bench. He went to sit down in the stands. The game is over. He just sat down in the stands. Started doing like this. Started looking for long, looking into the... The camera was now panning back, like, guy, won't you go to the bench? You just sit down in the stands there in the courtside seats, man. They must be tired, I guess. Do you think that they should just tank and go for Zion, Hamzat?
Do you?
I don't care, man. I could care what they do. All I want is Luke Walton out of that team by the end of the season. I want Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka out, like completely out.
You mean you
those
want...
Those guys have zero clue when it comes to planning. So, I do not understand why Luke Walton still has a job at this point. He should have been sacked since way before the All-Star weekend. But, you know, somehow, we are here where we are, or rather, they are where they are for the rest of the season. We'll see what happens in the offseason. That will determine where my allegiance is. I'm pretty much a free agent at the during the offseason.
Oh,
so we'll see how it goes.
Free agent. A.K.A. bandwagoner. That's what they're trying to say. But anyway,
But let's be real, yeah. I'm still like a blood through and drill, yeah. But this is rather disappointing.
I understand.
Very disappointing. Everything is humiliating.
But like, it's standard though. When last time you guys made the playoffs though? 2012?
2013? Nah. You know, we were second in the West like a couple of months back. One and a half months back.
Maybe fourth.
Before the All-Star weekend.
Maybe fourth. Second. I doubt. Fourth.
We were second at some point.
Well, okay. Let's say you're second at some point. Right now, you're 11th. You get... I said right now you are. That's why I say it's a resounding success because you guys are really hustling for those picks. I don't know who you want. Maybe Zion or RJ Barrett. I don't know who you want, but LeBron is such a mastermind, such a genius. He was like, why should I go for the title now? Let me just chill and then go for Zion. You get see if NBA give Lakers that first pick.
Wait, let me say something.
Yeah.
So if Lakers don't make it to these playoffs, mm-hmm. is it fair to say that LeBron James should never enter the GOAT debate ever again?
No, he can still be in the GOAT debate.
It is fair to say.
But he can't be number one. He can be 2, 3, 4, but he can't be number one again.
When I say GOAT debate, I mean number one and two, like fighting for the best. I'm not talking about top five debate. I'm talking about GOAT debate. Greatest of all time. Not greatest five of all time. I'm saying greatest of all time. If he does not make it to these playoffs, is it fair to say that he is out of that GOAT debate? Sure. What kind of GOAT does not get his team to the playoffs?
I don't know, man. The people who say, oh, he was injured, he's 34 or so. He still has some cases, except he misses the playoffs again next season. Then he'll be completely out. Right now, I have him 1 foot out, but not completely out. But if they slide them, if they finish 14th, then Vapshe is out. Because I don't know of any GOATs that led their team to a 14th place finish. LeBron forever breaking records. But to me, I don't think he's fully out to me. But my voice is fading, though. I don't know why. But anyway,
it's Arsenal, bro.
let's talk about another team that seems to be on the rocks. The Golden State Warriors. Do you think that there's trouble in paradise for Golden State, Kivaria?
Nah, not really. I think they're just chilling, man.
Because I'm seeing KD has some statements for the coach. You know, we bought Andrew Bogut. I heard KD didn't like that signing. I heard that we may cut one of McKinney or this other guy. What's the name of this other guy? Damian Lee off the team. So I don't know. You don't think there's any problem there?
I don't think there's any problem. Just a misunderstanding that will probably be resolved. But problem that will affect Golden State Warriors performance in the playoffs like that. I think it's just another one of those things, man. That was just they're just pushing it aside. Nah, I don't think it's anything serious, man.
Okay,
Bogut is a great signing, man. It's good to see him back.
Yeah, it's good to see him back
in a Warriors jersey where he belongs, man.
Okay, Hamza, let me ask you a question too. Are you listening?
All right.
What do you think about the fact that teams whenever they want to attack us, they attack us through Boogie Cousins. They keep putting Boogie Cousins in pick and rolls and try to expose his defensive frailties. Compared to the time when they used to try and expose Steph, now they've switched to Boogie. Do you think Boogie is not really
shit on defense?
Do you think Boogie is not a good fit for the team, or is just that we need to train him to make him better?
My thought is basically Boogie fouls a lot.
Yeah, Boogie fouls a lot.
He doesn't know how to control his blocking or what they call or anything. He's just not good at controlling his defensive play. So they know that, oh, Boogie is probably going to make a mistake on foul, and then before you know it, if he fouls out, it's basically four small guys, or rather five small guys against, you know, against the whole team. So they'll be fine. I understand the whole concept of going after Boogie, but then, and yeah, another thing is Boogie gets frustrated pretty easily.
Yeah,
so those technicals could really be very. So I kind of understand that concept, but then Boogie is also not the best at defense. That's what you have noticed. He's just a very good scorer, very efficient scorer.
Okay, it looks like, is there any topic we've not touched? Because it looks like we have come to the end of the show. By the way, before we even finish, I want to apologize for the first part of this podcast. I'm not going to blame Don Arsenal. Arsenal didn't really affect me. I was just lost in thought.
Boring.
Anyway, Kivara, did we touch everything?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Tiwa is going to cry now.
No, why? Congratulations to.
You sound pathetic right now. You sound tired. You sound
my
like
voice is gone. I don't know why.
Soul of your life.
I don't know why my voice is gone.
You have to apologize to the fans for the entire podcast.
Tiwa, sorry, man.
My voice seems to be gone. That's the story.
Hamzat, whoa.
Anyway, so good night, everybody. Those are the final words from me. Do you guys have any final words?
Arrivederci, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy yourselves.
Remember,
PSG ain't shit.
Good night, guys. Good night. Good night to all the United fans out there, man.
Look, man, mind you, were the favorites to win that game. Bye-bye.